702 for the curious
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
It's 18 minutes past one, and over the weekend you may have heard that SAA is back to its full flight schedule after 8 tough days of a workers' strike over wage increases. And the airline will actually know today if it will receive about 2 billion rands worth of a bailout for working capital for its daily operations, including salary. And this was after a meeting with shareholders on Friday about additional state guarantees. But the strike action cost SAA 52 million rand a day. And there are ongoing concerns and analyses of this wage agreement that ended the strike. And the concerns are as to whether or not the airline can afford the increase because it is surviving on bailouts and its turnaround strategy requires about 21 billion rand, while it's already received just over 10 billion rand for its turnaround, which is a long-term strategy. But last week on Monday, when I had the team from Africa Check with us at 2 o'clock, we had received a request for them to investigate the truth behind a graphic which is doing the rounds on the internet, which claims that SAA has 58 aircraft, 55,000 employees, and therefore 957 employees per aircraft. And this little meme that's going around, this little infographic that is going around, compares SAA to Qantas and British Airways. And so the team at Africa Check said they will go away and investigate this and will come back to us with the news on whether this is true or not. So Kate Wilkinson, the acting deputy editor for Africa Check, joins us now. You're no longer acting, you're actually the deputy editor for Africa Check. Kate, quick correction.
You fact-checked yourself there.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? So you did say that this would have a pretty quick turnaround. And I'm glad. I think it was Dave. Yes, it was one of our listeners, Dave, who got in touch about concerns around figures in this particular infographic meme.
So we got this from your team. One of your listeners had sent it through, and we'd love to see that because we really want to be fact-checking what people are interested in. And people were very interested in this infographic because apart from getting it from your listener, we had between, I think, 5 and 10 people emailing it to us, tweeting us, Facebooking us, just asking us to please check the numbers. Because considering the strike, they really wanted to know if they were right or not.
Yeah. So where did you start? I imagine with the source, SAA should have credible figures on their standing and who they're employing and the number of aircraft.
Yeah, so in this case, it's not clear who made this infographic. Like we always say, whenever a claim is made, we go to the person who's made it and ask them for this information. But this infographic has had a life of its own, and it's being shared all over the web and on WhatsApp. So we couldn't ask someone where the numbers came from. So our next obvious step was SAA, like you said, and we got in touch with their media relations head, Tlali, and we asked him if the numbers were right. And in his words, he said that the staff figure included in the infographic for SAA was excessively exaggerated.
Wow.
So there was a bit of a red flag there. And we then got in touch with a few more experts to get a feel for the number. One of them called the number a pernicious lie, and the other said it was definitely wrong. So we knew something wasn't quite right from the get-go.
Yeah, so which then clearly raises concerns about the motives, the agendas of why people would disseminate false information like this. And as you said, it's not possible to confirm where the source may be. Maybe, yes, it was innocent and they were relying on a source that made an incorrect claim. But we do see this increasingly, for instance, with events in KZN or flooding or any kind of disaster, you find that there would be a dissemination of false information. You wonder, is it to create panic within the public? Is it to influence decision makers to sway their decisions in a particular way? It baffles the mind as to why anybody would do this. And so what are the figures?
So our next step is really to look at the most recent and reliable data when it comes to South African Airways and their employment figures. I'm sure that listeners would have heard that South African Airways hasn't actually released an annual report for the last 2 years. So we don't have up-to-date employment figures from them. And what this means is that we have to go back 2 years and we actually have to look at their numbers from 2016-17. But those numbers don't support this claim either. It's important to make a note that you have South African Airways and you have the group of South African Airways, which includes the airline, which we call SAA, as well as four subsidiaries, which are Airchef, the low-cost carrier Mango, then South African Travel Center, and the South African Airways technical team. So if you look at that whole group of entities that make up the larger form of South African Airways, we see that in 2016-17, they only employed just over 10,000 people.
Mm.
So it's nowhere close to the numbers that we're seeing in this infographic claiming that there are 55,000 people employed at South African Airways.
Right. And then they had a figure around aircraft and therefore drawing a conclusion around the later a ratio of staff to aircraft.
Yeah, they did. So what we can then do is we've looked at the group, which includes, you know, Mango and Airchef, and that's not really what most of the discussion and debate about the strike is focused on. So if we want to look just at the South African Airways airline, we can do that. And when we look at employment figures, we see when it comes just to the airline, in 2016-17, there were just over 5,700 people employed for SAA.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the aircraft, we see that year they had 54 aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do some quick math and you run the numbers, you'll see that it works out to an average of 107 employees per aircraft at SAA. And this is significantly lower than what the infographic suggests. And that was a figure of 957.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, the concerning comparison with even bigger airlines like Qantas and British Airways. Like, how can we possibly have higher staff numbers and also fewer aircrafts with therefore that ratio being so irrational and just not making business sense? So it was a damaging infographic when you take into consideration how what these figures were juxtaposed against.
Absolutely. I think that the real takeaway when we look at any infographics like this that are shared so widely and turn out to be wrong is that when it comes to important and topical debates like a strike at SAA or an infographic that's shared about Eskom, wrong information, bad information can never help us understand a problem or solve a problem. And in fact, it can actually make finding common ground, debating the problems and finding a solution so much harder. And I think really that the responsibility now is on all of us to share this accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard family members and friends in the last week using this number because they've heard it being shared. But we can't just leave it like that. We have to go back out there. We have to share the accurate information because, unfortunately, if you don't, these numbers, you know, they're a bit like zombies. They tend to live on and they'll keep popping up.
Right. So the conclusion, if we also just look at how we compare next to those two other airlines, it's not the frightening picture we thought it was.
Yeah, so it's definitely not what is made out in the graphic. We got the numbers from Qantas and British Airways to try and compare and check.
Mm.
And unfortunately, when we spoke to an expert about this comparison, they said that it's important to make sure that you're comparing apples and apples. And in this case, for example, in, you know, the larger group of South African Airways, we have SAA, but then also a low-cost airline and a catering company.
Yeah.
And it's not entirely sure with those other airlines what the composition is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting for some disaggregated numbers from those airlines. We're also speaking to experts to see if we can get a better sense of the comparison. But what we can all be sure of is that the figures that are shared for SAA are not correct and they actually muddy and mislead on this topic.
Fantastic. Kate, thank you so much for coming back to us earlier on this, especially when this story continues to evolve and we get a sense now. We know how many jobs are at stake if SAA does indeed decide to cut jobs, if they get a bailout, and how many South African families will see this increase, if at all. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Azza. See you next week.
Perfect. That is Kate Wilkinson, the deputy editor for Africa Check, just clarifying a claim that had been passed on to us by one of our listeners, Dave, regarding SAA numbers that had been shared regarding the airline compared to Qantas and British Airways. not true. So the conclusion is that SAA had 54 aircraft and 5,752 employees. And sadly, these are figures from 2019 because there have been no financial statements in the last 2 years. I can't tell you how bad that is. And can we be surprised with the state that it is in? And of course, issues around the former chairperson, Dudu Mieni, continue, of course, as she says, the entire board should be held responsible. And she has failed to appear in court, fearing the consequences thereof. Potentially, this is seen as a tactic to drag out the matter. But it's also a story that we're watching.